Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Do you own cattle? Then this is an important message for you. There's a website you need to memorize, GoBobPipe.com. It's full of important information that can save you time and help make you money. Did you know at GoBobPipe.com you can design your corral right there on your computer? Plus, get a list and a price on everything you need. At GoBobPipe.com, you can solve the mystery of pipe schedules and gauges and learn what kind of materials to use for your fence and your corrals. At GoBobPipe.com, you can spec out an overhead bin, a gooseneck trailer, and livestock shelters and get a price emailed to you. At GoBobPipe.com, you'll see pictures and videos of cattle equipment demonstrations, hay trailers that load and unload themselves, and money-saving hay feeders in action. GoBobPipe.com. It's not just a website. It's an asset to your cattle business.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk about the livestock futures from yesterday. Feeder cattle futures still seeing triple-digit lows, but hogs ended up with a positive day yesterday.
That's right. Our hog market did finally show some positive trade. In the cattle, we did see a mixed close on the live cattle, and as Dave said, a negative close on those feeder cattle. Now, something to think about is the fundamentals taking place out there. Since the all-time record highs were made in late July, the cash cattle in the feed yard price has dropped $13. The CME cash feeder index has dropped $7.41. Choice box beef has dropped $13.20. Select boxes have dropped $20. Now, this afternoon, we're going to have a monthly cattle and feed report. That is looking for on-feed at 97.6% of a year ago, placements 90.9%, and the marketing's at 91.7% of a year ago. Now, yesterday, we did see that continuation of this downside in our fundamentals. Choice box beef dropped $1.09 yesterday. Selects were down $2.25, a movement of 125 loads. Cattle kills 112,000 head, and the cash feeder index dropped $1.19. Now, here in just the last 30 minutes or so, we started seeing a little bit of strength return to our livestock markets. October cattle now 65 cents higher. October feeders up 30. October lean hogs $1.05 higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
The latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grains here this morning as they closed yesterday, and, well, it looks like the grains finished higher across the board yesterday.
Yes, they did. Dave, we did see mixed trades yesterday, but by the close of the session, most of the wheat, corn, and soybean contracts closed slightly on the positive side. And we did see yesterday the weekly export sales, they were on the low side for the wheat, neutral for the corn, and strong for the soybeans. And we also saw yesterday the final leg of the Pro Farmer Tour. The Iowa corn was placed at 178.8 bushels per acre. The USDA August estimate was 185. The tour put the Minnesota corn crop at 170.8 bushels per acre. The USDA August estimate was 168. Now, later on today, we'll see the final tour numbers for the nation's corn and soybean crop. Now, trading overnight has been higher, mostly I would call in a technical bounce. December KC wheat's up 3.5 cents. December corn's up 0.75 cents. November soybeans 4.25 cents higher. December cotton is down 42 points. October crude oil 35 cents lower. September dollar index is up 7 cents. And September Dow Jones futures 3 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and I hope you have a great weekend and look forward to talking to you again on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.